Good morning, North Lakes Endocrinology. Melissa speaking.
G'day, my name's Sean Broomham. I just had a missed call from you.
Sean Broomham.
Yep. Just about trying to book an appointment.
Trying to book an appointment.
Yep.
Okay, hold on.
It was like...
Oh, yep, I've got it.
Yeah,
yep.
It was literally just then.
Yeah, it was just me, yep.
Yeah.
I was thinking the name sounded familiar. What was I offering? Yeah, now we had a referral for you come in to see Dr. Kelly Carruthers. Now, she is one of our endocrinologists. Now, she doesn't take on any new patients, okay? So we can't book you in. So she has reviewed your referral and thought you might be best to see our physician that comes into the rooms, Dr. Uzo Dibia. So if you were happy to see him, I could actually give you something on Friday.
Does he do the same kind of thing?
Well, he's a general physician, so they overview all conditions.
Oh, okay.
So because you're mostly got like chronic fatigue and lethargy, he definitely does a lot to do with that. So she just thought maybe that was a bit, you know, easier for you to see him. If you don't, I can book you in potentially with a different endocrinologist, but just from what the GP's mentioned, she thought that he would be a good fit for you.
I guess
totally
so.
Up
yeah. I guess, and I can just see him and then see what he has to say.
Okay. All right. So let me just find him. All right. So he's got availability on Friday at 10:45.
Is there any chance, like, later in the days?
He only works Friday mornings, yeah.
Oh, does he? And he's at North Lakes as well?
Yeah, it just comes every 2 weeks. So the next one would be the 28th. But, again, I'm like,
at 10:15
in the morning, so...
Yeah, no, that'd be all right then. I can just run there at Smoko and see him.
Yeah, okay. So do the 10:45 this Friday?
Yep.
Perfect. No worries. Now... just find what he charges. His fees are potentially between $350 and $500. All right.
Does any of that come in private health?
No, because it's an outpatient visit. Private health doesn't do anything, so Medicare would potentially cover that. So depending on what item number he charges, the rebate would be between $150 and $265.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to be out of pocket, obviously. Oh, the fees, the out of pocket still comes in around the $220, $230 mark.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I'm happy to see him. I'd hate to go there and then like him not be able to help me. But
it's up to you. I can get him to have a proper look at your referral on Friday, and if he doesn't feel like he can contribute, then we can get back to you and look at one of the other endocrinologists. Would you rather wait for that?
I'm happy to do
Instead
that.
Of spending
for
all
sure.
that money. Yep.
I'd rather do that and then know. Yeah.
No,
I'm going to
sure.
get something out of it.
I totally understand. It's a lot of money and, just not sure. All right, well, let me ask Dr. Uzo on Friday. I'll present him with Dr. Kelly's referral and then we can get back to you then.
Yeah, no worries. Do you have other endocrinologists at North Lakes there?
Yeah, there's five here, but they've got no appointments left this year. But I'd have to ask one of them if they were happy to see you. Yeah, where he's got more availability. And as I said, he does specialise a lot in the chronic fatigue. And there's a new condition called POTS, which does cover a lot of that sort of thing. But, going on what Dr. Kelly said. So,
that's right. Because what I was speaking with my GP about is trying to get on TRT. Yeah, if I see him, is that the kind of thing that he looks into or?
He can do. Like, as I said, he specialises in all conditions. Have you had a testosterone level done or?
That's what my GP, we've done a few over the time and it's just like slowly going down and down and it's in the low, like the higher side of low, but it's still in the low range.
All right, let me see if I can find your referral. So they would have attached it to Dr. Kelly. Hold on.
Yeah, I just done one when I seen the doctor last, and he said he was going to get it sent over to you guys, the results, and we've got the results back, and yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can send the results through to you guys if that helps.
I'll just have a look. Let me have it just come back out to this computer. So I'm still logging everything on. Just let me have a look.
Yeah.
So Sean Abraham. Okay. Referral. All right. What has he sent us? Oh, he hasn't sent us anything. Okay. Yeah. So we don't have any blood results to go on, no. So I can look up most labs. What lab did you have your bloods done, and I'll look them up.
I'm pretty sure it's just a QML.
QML, you think? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to have a look. Now, if they're not lower than 7, then you don't get any testosterone treatment on the PBS. They've got to be 2 levels under 7 consecutively before you can get any PBS subsidised. So basically, if they're not under that, your GP can give you a private script just the same as an endocrinologist.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if you're mainly just coming because you've potentially got low testosterone, and again, not being able to see the results, I can't say for sure, then
yep.
that's how our referrals go. If they've got 2 levels low enough, then, you know, obviously they'll see you and they can give you the script under PBS cover. But if it's above 7, then, you know, a lot of them just refer you back to your GP because they can look after it. If you've got other issues that could be contributing to the low testosterone, then obviously they would have you come in and they would investigate you further, but there'd still be no guarantee of testosterone treatment being offered.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I can't ask another endocrinologist to see you until I track down the bloods. And then depending on the results, that's roughly how our process works.
All right.
So let me find your bloods. I'll speak to, there's no endocrinologist here today. I'll speak to them tomorrow and see what they recommend. And then we can get back to you with a bit more of a plan. Okay, Sean?
Yeah. No worries. Thanks a lot for that.
Okay. Thank you for ringing back. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.